Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at windowskansascity.com.
A four-game winning streak on the season, a 15-game winning streak against Thursday night's opponent, and a pretty nice injury report for the Kansas City Chiefs have all of our arrows pointing up for Thursday night football at Arrowhead Stadium, where if you'd like to go, it looks like a nice evening. Looks like the rain will hold off if there's going to be rain, which there never seems to be any rain. Beautiful night for Thursday night football. Of course, if you'd like to go, ticketsforless.com is your spot. The promo code is KKHI, and we're going to preview the Chiefs and Broncos, a team Kansas City has defeated 15 consecutive times. 10 of those are Patrick Mahomes, as he's 10-0 against the Denver Broncos. And the good news on Tuesday is Travis Kelce back on the practice field, as was Nick Bolton, the linebacker. And this will be a little different. If this is the game they choose to bring Bolton back, this is a little bit different. There would be two reasons you would bring Bolton back. One of those reasons would be maybe you didn't want to play him on the turf on Sunday in Minneapolis, but you don't mind on the grass, or maybe you value your division games more. And Andy Reid is saying, look, this Broncos game is no pushover. Yes, we've won 15 in a row, but this is going to be a difficult game. I don't know. Typically, when you have a player like Bolton who set out Sunday and you come back for a short week of practice, but then have 9 days before you play again, you say, look, one more week off for Nick Bolton would be a good thing. So I'm still going to be a little bit surprised if Bolton plays, but there is the chance that he was basically ready on Sunday and they just said, no, let's wait until Thursday. Let's give him the extra 4 days before we play him on Thursday. Then he'll have 9 days to rest. So that one is just a little bit different, but everybody on the injury report practiced on Tuesday in some capacity, including Travis Kelce, who everybody's talking about. Andy Reid says he's made nice progress and asked if he's going to play on Thursday night. Andy Reid always says the same thing. I'll let you know on Thursday night. We're going to take a look at the player. He's always been honest with me. I'll talk to Travis Kelce. We'll see how he's doing and see if we can get him out there on Thursday night against the Denver Broncos. This looks like a pushover. The Chiefs, again, are a huge favorite in this game. The Broncos famously lost by 50 points 3 weeks ago to the Miami Dolphins. Their defense couldn't stop anyone. And they're 1-4 on the season. They have mostly blown games. They've had the opportunity, a little bit like the Vikings, they've had opportunities to win games. They just haven't been as dangerous as the Vikings. I don't see the Broncos. Look, I mentioned on the podcast, I think the Vikings are about as good a 1-4 football team as I've ever seen. The Broncos aren't that. You can go ahead and write down that they're not making the playoffs. The Broncos are not good, and the Chiefs are absolutely supposed to win this game and maybe supposed to win it with ease. But that doesn't always happen. Even though they've beaten them 15 times, many of these games have been close. We've seen the Broncos at times defensively frustrate Patrick Mahomes and confuse him. We know division games are much tougher than any other football games in the NFL. It's always been that way, and it doesn't seem to matter if it's a first-year head coach. A first-year head coach can go become the coach of the Broncos, the Chargers, or the Raiders, and many times they'll just play you right to the wire, and it's a very tough game. Let's flip the script a little bit. Do you remember when the Chiefs weren't very good? Or when the Chiefs were good, they just weren't as good as the Broncos? Do you remember how many times they played the Broncos great and lost? Do you remember some of those Alex Smith teams that were really good, but Peyton Manning was there or whatever, and the Chiefs would jump out to a 14-point lead, and you go, okay, we finally got the Broncos in this one, and then somehow the Chiefs would find a way to lose the game. That's what this has been. Our friends at KCSN put a tweet out there the other day, which really goes against everything I'm saying, because many of these games have been very tough. We've all watched them. We know about these 15 straight, and we know about Mahomes being 10-0. But when you've won that many games, you think this is going to be easy, and man, I want to think this is going to be easy, but the Chiefs really aren't a blowout kind of team anymore. They just haven't been a blowout team in a long time. They're just not the kind of team that goes and wins 42-10. Of course they did against the Bears. The Bears are terrible. And maybe the Broncos are as bad as the Bears, and this happens again. That would be great, but I don't anticipate that. KCSN points out via X that the last time the Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs, here are some things that did not exist. Oh, this is a fun list. These things did not exist the last time the Denver Broncos beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Disney Plus did not exist. The video game Fortnite did not exist. The song Hello by Adele did not exist. There was no such thing as AirPods. There was no TikTok. Oh, and ladies, you're not going to like this. White Claw had not been invented yet. There was no White Claw. White Claw, are you kidding me? The last time the Broncos beat the Chiefs, there was no such thing as White Claw? I mean, this is just unbelievable to rattle off some of these statistics about how long this has been since the Broncos have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs. And you have to love this. You also have to love the fact that the injury report looks pretty good for Kansas City. The one thing you don't love is Russell Wilson is definitely better this year. The Broncos have absolutely struggled. There's no question. Schedule's helping the Chiefs a little bit here. They play the Broncos 2 times in 17 days. They'll play the Broncos Thursday night, then the Chargers a week from Sunday, then the Broncos the Sunday after that. So 2 times, 17 days, the Chiefs play the Broncos with a new coach, new system, new everything. I think it's better to play them early than late. They're 1-4, and they've struggled, but Russell Wilson has been better. He's averaging 242 yards a game, which is about 40 yards a game more than the Chiefs are giving up. 67% completions is a nice improvement. He has 11 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I think the Broncos will take that all year. If Russell Wilson averages 242 a game, 67% completions, 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, I think they'll take it. Now, the elite quarterbacks do better than that. Russell Wilson is no longer an elite quarterback. He has rushed for a bunch of yardage as well, and a lot of this is scrambling. It's not by design. Russell Wilson has always been a quarterback that has moved and made plays, but it is obvious, as I've pointed out with Travis Kelce watching him this year, it's obvious Travis Kelce is just a little bit slower than he's been. He's not quite the same athlete or game breaker we've seen in the past, maybe 10 years ago. Russell Wilson has slowed down a couple of years. He had a terrible fumble last week for a touchdown, and Russell Wilson's always had a very good feel for the game, and he struggled with this in Denver. And maybe that's what they saw in Seattle, what Pete Carroll saw and said, we're done with Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's game was always predicated on the things that we see Mahomes doing right now, where he feels the pocket, steps out, makes a play, or at very worst, throws it out of bounds, doesn't take the sack, but he feels the play, knows his athletic ability, and somehow the defenders never really strip the ball from him or force a turnover. It's pretty remarkable to watch Mahomes play. Now, he's in the prime of his career. Russell Wilson is older. And Russell Wilson doesn't seem to have physically what his brain remembers that he had. That's what I see in Russell Wilson. I think if you asked Steve Spagnuolo, he'd say the same thing, but he wouldn't say it publicly. I think if Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, were your neighbor, and you said to him, look, Russell Wilson has slowed down, he thinks his body can still do things that it can't, I think he'd go, you're spot on, and we're coming after him. Because his body, his legs don't do what they once did. But that doesn't mean he can't scramble for 17 yards and get a first down. Up the middle usually is the way he goes. You have to protect your pass rush. You always have to protect the middle on a pass rush in the NFL. The Chiefs have been very good at this through the years. Somehow Chiefs opponents are not very good at this because Mahomes, every single game now, seems to scramble 17 yards up the middle for a first down. And a lot of times it's 3rd and 11 when he does. But the Chiefs have typically been pretty darn good at this. And they'll need to be Thursday night against Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos. I like the Chiefs in this game. Of course I like the Chiefs in this game. But it seems like every time they play Denver, the offense doesn't really perfectly get into rhythm. So we're gonna have this one look a little bit like what we saw, against the Vikings. We're going to kick some field goals here. I'm going to go with 27 again. In back-to-back games, we'll go 27. And this time weird deal. I think Denver, I want to say something squirrely like 19 because their scores are never really right. Let's go 27-16. Let's go a touchdown and 3 field goals. It might be 17, which is 2 touchdowns and a field goal. The Broncos' scores are never really clean. So somebody's going to have a crooked number here, an odd-looking number. But I'll take the Chiefs to win this thing. It will not be as comfortable maybe as the final score. Sunday's game was the opposite of that. The Chiefs game seemed to be more comfortable than the final score. I think this one will be close to that. 7 to 10 points, maybe a 14-point win, maybe the Chiefs cover. I don't think it'll be easy to cover. But I think they'll pull away in the end in this one, and the score will look like maybe they had it easier than they actually did. The sideline story here with the Chiefs this week is Chris Jones on Twitter with his buddy Frank Clark, who plays for the Broncos. Again, 2 times in the next 17 days, the Chiefs are going to be playing against the Broncos. And Chris Jones and Frank Clark seem to be on X trying to orchestrate some kind of a trade for Frank Clark to come back to Kansas City. I don't like this idea at all. I think in the NFL, you get younger. I think getting younger is important. I think the Chiefs are getting better right now because they're playing so many young players. We can see the wide receivers getting better. I think Felix Anudike Uzama, who clearly needs to add some muscle, some weight. He was a very quick pass rusher in college. He had speed, a burst, and he's getting pushed off the line a little bit when he's rushing the passer now and being taken out of some of these games because he just needs to, he needs to add probably 20 more pounds. This is stuff that you do over time. You bring your young players along. The talent is all there. I don't think the Chiefs need Frank Clark back. I think George Karloftis is developing. I love the way Drew Tranquil has fit into this defense. Nick Bolton is coming back. I'm not messing with it. And I don't know why Chris Jones needs to be out there popping off on Twitter about bringing his buddy in to play football with him. Chris Jones is bothering me a little bit, to be honest. I love him as a player, but he's bothering me a little bit. He's a good man. He's a good Christian. He's fun. He gets the crowd going. There's not much to dislike about Chris Jones. I just don't know why he wants to mess around on social media playing armchair GM. He did it during his holdout. Now he's doing it with Frank Clark. I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear any more about Frank Clark. The Chiefs are set. They're built. Let's go. Let's go win some football games. That's kind of where I am right now with the Chiefs. The circus around Travis Kelce continues off the field. Aaron Rodgers is fueling this fire. Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do all day except rehab. So since he has nothing to do but rehab, Aaron Rodgers has decided he's going to take shots at the Denver Broncos because Sean Payton, their coach, made cracks about Nathaniel Hackett, Rodgers' buddy. He's taking shots at Mr. Pfizer, Travis Kelce of the Chiefs. He's got nothing better to do, so he goes on the Pat McAfee podcast every Tuesday and starts taking shots. This one I kind of liked. Aaron Rodgers has challenged Travis Kelce to a debate about the COVID shot. I would like to coach Aaron Rodgers on how to discuss this because he keeps saying vaccine. Clearly, Aaron Rodgers is anti-vax. The COVID shot is not a vaccine. The flu shot is not a vaccine. A vaccine keeps you from getting something and keeps you from transmitting it. These shots do not do that. They're like condoms that don't work. You can put it on, but you may still get pregnant. Or catch something. I mean, there's no other way to describe these shots. Like, a vasectomy and being checked after a vasectomy is pretty much bulletproof. There's some ways. There's some things out there. These are not vaccines. And Aaron Rodgers keeps using that term. He says he'd like to debate Travis Kelce, and Rodgers will take RFK Jr. on his side, and Travis Kelce can have Anthony Fauci. Well, that would be trouble because Fauci would be the best debater on this. RFK Jr. doesn't have a voice. No offense. You can't hardly listen to the man talk. And Rodgers doesn't have much personality. What he says is right. Rodgers speaks the truth. It's easy to read in print. But when he talks, he's boring. He's dull. He has no personality. I think you'd have a couple of personalities on stage there that might be able to sway some people. So I'm not sure Rodgers wants this debate. Sam McDowell writes for the Kansas City Star and covers the team in a lot of sports. And he made fun of Aaron Rodgers on Twitter yesterday. And I quote tweeted this one. I retweeted it and told Sam, listen, stand down. You've lost this one. Sam McDowell, who obviously is lefty, who isn't? He works for the Star, for crying out loud. He took to Twitter and said, oh, 2 years ago, Aaron Rodgers was saying, let's not make the vaccine political. And now he wants to debate with a politician running for president. Okay. And so I quote tweeted it and I said, 2 years ago, the media made Rodgers' decision to not get the shot political. And 2 years later, we have the proven facts on our side. So it's not political. It's debating facts. Stand down. He was right, is what I told Sam McDowell. And he should. These people, they're very poor at recognizing they were wrong. They're just not good at it. There are some people stepping up and doing that. Danielle Smith is the premier of Alberta, Canada. And she's given a speech this week where she's apologized to the unvaccinated and said what we did in Canada to the unvaccinated was discriminatory. She was asked questions about people that are marginalized or discriminated against. I think they were talking maybe about black people or religions or whatever. And her response was, well, I don't know that I've ever seen anybody marginalized or discriminated against more than the unvaccinated during the pandemic. We owe them an apology. We were wrong. We took them away from their kids' games. We didn't let them go to church. We locked them down. We did all these things, and we were wrong. And she's apologized. And thank God, the first major politician globally, this is the premier of Calgary, Alberta, has apologized to her citizens for what Canada did to them if they chose not to get the shot. She says, we simply can't be in a position going forward where we mandate that people take a medical pharmaceutical. We just can't. You can't do that to people. That's not what we do. That's not humane. So we're moving in that direction. We need people like Sam McDowell of The Star to recognize, look, Aaron Rodgers was right 2 years ago. Whit Merrifield of the Royals was right 2 years ago. Do you remember that brouhaha in Kansas City? It's now been 3 years, actually. 3 years ago. They were right. These were the people that were right. And it's proven. It's factual at this point. Rand Paul has a new book out about Tony Fauci, which is just decimates him. It just destroys Tony Fauci. It's a stunning piece of work. And Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, would like to see Fauci arrested. He thinks he's committed crimes. He thinks he lied to Congress, which is a felony, and he should be arrested much like the J6ers were and prosecuted in that regard. I can't disagree with that, really, in any way. But picking the fight with Aaron Rodgers right now is not a good idea. It's fine if Pfizer wants to pay Travis Kelce to do commercials to get two shots at once. Pay him. Get your people to do it. We've discussed this. 80% of Americans have said they're not getting a COVID shot this year. 80% have said no. We know better now. We've learned. You were wrong. And the people over here were right. And we're going with them this time. We're not putting things in our body that don't do any good. We're not, for the pharmaceutical companies. And Sam McDowell's trying to pick a fight with Aaron Rodgers. Yikes. Cross Kitchens KC has brought back, well, their best promotional item. It is free countertops. And this is real free countertops. Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens offered this several months ago for a limited time. And many of you called him up and were stunned that it is actually real. He says, here's what the countertops are. And we're taking them off the whole job. Now, it has to be a qualifying job. You can't just get countertops and get them free. But if you're remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom, you want free countertops, they're offering that right now at Cross Kitchens. Call Tim or Brittany Cross at 816-898-7047. They have some scheduling availability still this fall before the holidays. You want to remodel a bathroom or your kitchen before Christmas and Thanksgiving? You can get it done with Cross Kitchens. Some of these companies say, oh, it's going to be 6 months. We can't get to your job, whatever. Cross Kitchens is ready for you right now. They have crews ready to go to work in the next few weeks. And up and running, crosskitchenskc.com. If you've even thought about reflooring, retiling, redoing your cabinets, countertops are on the house right now. crosskitchenskc.com. Call Tim or Brittany at 816-898-7047. I had my 6-month appointment with Dr. Bush yesterday at NKC Dental, and it was great. It was just a checkup. I'm going back to, I've been working over the last couple of years to replace some old metal fillings that I got when I was, you know, decades ago. And so I'm going back in December to have a couple of those done. But this was just a regular checkup, and it was nice. I'm in good shape. That was fun. It was always good to see Dr. Bush. He closed the door when my appointment was over. He closed the door into the office, and we started talking about sports and politics and stuff. It was so cool. It's like, yeah, you know, we don't really talk about that here much unless we, you know, people want to. He closed the door. We had the greatest discussion ever. It was cool. It really was cool. I said, look, you've got these, he's taken this building in North Kansas City, which is booming, and he purchased the building and there's a lot of space in there. So he's branching out and he's got North Kansas City Aesthetics is now in there. He's also got a Koala Center for Sleep and TMJ Disorders. So he's branched out and he's hired the right people to run these. He's a tremendous businessman, just an absolute go-getter. If you're looking for aesthetics, anti-wrinkle or filler, ladies, and guys, you know, the bags under your eyes, crow's feet, things like that, I've got $100 off gift cards for you. If you shoot me an email, I'll get you a $100 off gift card to any service at North Kansas City Aesthetics. One-time use only. They expire March 1st of next year. Send me an email, kevin@kksissues.com. That's kevin@kksissues.com, and I'll just mail you the gift card. I've got a stack of them. He gave them to me right here. It's a pretty cool setup. Cassie Mole is considered Kansas City's favorite aesthetic nurse, and she'll help you with the crow's feet, the wrinkles, the filler, whatever it may be. If you'd like to do that, $100 off. Shoot me an email for the gift card, and I'll mail it to you. $100 off, kevin@kksissues.com. Now, if you're having trouble sleeping or you have TMJ, they've opened the Koala Center for Sleep and TMJ Disorders. This is all part of North Kansas City Dental. I'm trying not to confuse you. This is really all in the same place. They have different entry doors and stuff, but it's all the same building, and it's all the same great guy. It's Dr. Bill Bush. Okay, there's just so many things that he's doing here. Sydney Manning has been hired to be the project manager of the Koala Center for Sleep and TMJ Disorders. And if you have sleep disorder or TMJ, she'd love to help you. So you can call them. It's pretty simple. 816-897-0746, or log on to nkcdental.com and you'll find out more. Just call North Kansas City Dental and they'll put you right in touch with them. So shoot me the email if you want the $100 gift card for the Aesthetics Center with Cassie Mole. Send that right on over. And our friends Roberts Robinson, online at robertsrobinson.com for all things Chevrolet Buick GMC. They are professional grade. Roberts Robinson is home of the lifetime warranty, and they offer a $100 rebate on a set of four tires. Right now, 0% financing, 0.9% financing, available on several models of even Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra. If they don't have it in stock, they'll locate it for you. If you don't live near Excelsior Springs, they will bring it to you. This is all about service. These are great conservatives that want to make you a happy GM customer. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or if you're looking for a great used car, they've got a whole bunch of them in stock right now. They also pay top dollar for yours. 816-826-1563 for robertsrobinson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. Wednesday is the day we learn the fate of, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because this will be a patron podcast after it comes out on Wednesday. We're learning the fate of Kansas basketball and their NCAA investigation that's been going on for years with the independent arbitration report, whatever it is, that has been disbanded. Here's the only things to know about what could happen today. Every previous school, except Oklahoma State, which was very early in an assistant coach, they made them miss the postseason. Every previous school got rid of their coach and did not have a postseason ban. Kansas, in the midst of all this, gave a lifetime contract to Bill Self and held up a giant middle finger at the NCAA and said, good luck getting us. I don't know what that means. Honest to goodness, I don't know. I just know the other schools got rid of their coaches and they got to keep going to the tournament. Now, they hurt some of those schools. Louisville's nothing like it once was at all. I mean, they decimated them. They fined them. They lost their coach, their staff, their AD, their school president. They lost it all. Their board of regents said, we don't do business this way. And you're all out of here, and Louisville basketball isn't the same. So we've seen that in some places. Arizona basketball isn't quite the same. They were good last year, but they've had a little bit of a road back. They've had some bumps in their road as well. We don't know what this will be for Kansas. There's five level one violations they've been accused of, including lack of institutional control and head coach responsibility. There will be no appetite for anyone on the Board of Regents in the state of Kansas to get rid of the university president or the head coach, regardless of what happens here. And I think the NCAA knows that. So the question is, will they take matters in their own hands and try to force some punishment? Or is it possible now the NCAA doesn't care anymore? Now the players are getting deals like the Utah football players, where every single player last week was given a brand new pickup truck. Maybe they don't care anymore. Maybe this is an era gone by. Or maybe this is the final time anybody ever gets penalized for anything. I can't say. I don't know. The times have changed. KU was very smart in this. To this point, they were very smart. They kept the can kicking down the road for 6 years. They just kept playing basketball. They kept recruiting. They won a national title. And they said, we're lawyering up. We're going to spend every nickel we have to. We will fight you and drag this out as long as possible and win as many basketball games as we can while we can. And we don't think you're going to get us in the end. We think after it's been going on so long, it'll be a giant nothing burger. And we will find out on Wednesday. In the National Hockey League, the NHL has banned the Pride tape on hockey sticks. Okay, so you know what Pride tape is. It looks like a rainbow flag. And occasionally some players on Pride night or whatever have taped up their stick with the Pride tape. The headline here is the NHL has said you can't do that. The context of this story is you also can't do it for military. You can't do it for stop cancer. You can't do it for anything. So in a way, the Pride folks have done what? Maybe they've won something because maybe they don't like the military. Maybe they want the attention and not cancer research. So they've put the NHL in this position. The NHL is basically saying you can't stand for anything. Now, we know what the NFL does. They pick certain causes and support them. And then they have the shoes for the players. They let them pick their cause, your cleats, your cause, things like that. They do that. The NHL is encouraging its players and teams to speak their mind off the ice. But while we're playing hockey, you're not wearing it. We're not dealing with this. People just want to watch hockey and they don't want to hear about it. And unfortunately, that means you don't hear about cancer. You don't hear about military. I would like to see in these leagues where they say, listen, it's okay to celebrate something we all agree on, you know, and that would be like Canada for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like it would be okay. Since the maple leaf is their flag logo, like it's okay to do that? I don't know. What are you going to do if a player comes out now and wants to support Israel? What's the NHL going to do? I'll be curious to see. They're making a statement that you just can't have causes on the ice. I'm okay with that. I've said in the past the easiest way to all of this is let players do what they want off the field, but when they're playing the game, you can't do it. We're not allowing any of it. No kneeling. No fists in the air, no t-shirts before the game, no pride tape on my hockey stick, none of these things. But I guess that means you also can't write on the back of your cleats if you're in another sport, hi mom, or something like that. So the NHL has made its stand. Our news today will be brought to you by Back 9 Development, custom home builder in Kansas City. TJ Vilkanskas would love to work with you, your family, or your company on a custom build. Or your project, your dream project, whether it's the home you've always wanted or an expansion of your business, TJ can work and find solutions that fit you and your budget. 785-236-0161. If you want to see some of the great work he's doing and the houses he's doing here in the Kansas City area, log on to back9development.com. That is back9development.com. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch, is online at joslynsjewelry.com, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Holidays around the corner. Guys, a lot of anniversaries in the fall. Let's go. Joslyn's is where you need to be. It's old-fashioned. They don't do commissions, and they don't pressure you. And they'll fix your jewelry for very little money, a lot of times while you wait. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Buck Roofing and Construction. You need a free roof inspection. We had some hail the last few weeks. Give them a call, 913-384-2680. A lot of times they can tell you by where you live whether there was a weather report there that the hail was damaging enough to come check it out. So if you don't know, if you want to do the hail check, you're not sure, you saw some hail a couple of weeks ago, call Buck Roofing and say, here's where I live. Should you come check this? 913-384-2680. Remember, if hail damaged your roof, your insurance will pay for it. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. Antomini's Galleria, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Now they have saunas. They have saunas that help you with great health. You have joint pain, knees, things of this nature. These saunas are incredible. I saw them on their showroom floor. They can be standalone in an area away from, like you could put them in a storage area of your house and not have them be part of your house, or you can build them into a room. Gorgeous saunas. Great for your health. If you've always wanted one, they're now affordable and they're available at Amini's. These are not custom built. It's not bringing in a contractor to put a sauna in your house. It's not just for rich people anymore. These are great for your health. If you love a sauna and you want to check them out, go visit them in person, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. It's Amini's. This is Amini's. All right, Israel's fighting back. We got a lot of different things to talk about here on the Israeli-Palestinian front. First thing is the number of GOP videos out there now that warned this would happen. Most of them involve Donald Trump. And it's not just after the $6 billion was given to him and Trump did the famous video now where, hey, it's not going to take long. This $6 billion is going to kill people. I mean, Trump just said it. He's right about freaking everything. And the left won't listen to him. This is the bottom line. And I hate to say this, but it's true. These progressive leftists do not care about people dying. They really don't. They just don't care about death and destruction. They don't. It's all about their political agenda. This Rashida Tlaib is running around the Capitol being asked questions about the Palestinians, the Hamas, beheading babies, and she won't answer. She's like running from the camera like she's committed a crime, you know, like OJ or something. She's OJ Simpson avoiding the cameras. Did you murder Nicole? Do you support Palestinians lopping off the heads of babies? She will not answer the question, which means she supports it. Sorry, it means you support it. She's not putting out some kind of a statement. There's videos everywhere of warnings. There's even a 2007 video of Joe Biden out there where he's doing like a town hall. He's campaigning as vice president and he's got all these people in front of him and he gets a question about Afghanistan and getting out of Afghanistan. And remember, he loves war. Biden loves war. There's a lot of money in war and he gets rich off war and he loves it. So he's asked about Afghanistan. He says, well, we can't just pull out. It would take a year and a half to do this thing properly. If we left the weapons behind, he says, we could maybe get out in like 7 or 8 months. But if we leave the weapons behind, they're going to use them all to kill our children and grandchildren. And man, we can't do that. He looks right at these people and says, man, we can't do that. We can't leave the weapons behind to kill our children and grandchildren. That was 15 years ago. Joe Biden was saying that. We can't pull out of Afghanistan. If we do, it will take months and months and months to do it right. And we can't leave anything behind. So what does he do as president of the United States? He pulls out fast and leaves all the weapons behind. I'm telling you, everything they do, they know will lead to war. They know these things. He knew this 15 years ago. It's in his head. These people know this. They want this. They want war. They want chaos. They want conflict. Because if they get that, they believe voters will think they need Democrats more, which is astounding to me. He was right then. He knows that information now. And he's doing everything now to create this chaos, this carnage. You support Iran, we give them $6 billion in a prisoner swap, a hostage swap. We got six people back. We gave them their people back and gave them $6 billion. Now we have 14 Americans dead. Dozens are likely hostages. We're going to now put our troops in harm's way. You watch for special ops. The American hostages are, that's the one. That's the ones they love. All right, they're like, let's hold the Americans hostage. And let's get some money from Joe Biden because he gives away money and he just caves in and gives whatever you want. He negotiates with terrorists. So the American hostages, I don't think they're going to kill him. I think they're going to hold him. The Iranians did this in the 70s and negotiated with Jimmy Carter for what, 2 years? Then they let him loose the day Reagan was sworn in because they thought the bomb was coming. It's so easy to see. There's history that proves all of this. We have facts. This is like the vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a shot. It's no more than a flu shot. It doesn't do what they say it does. We've now learned that. We know why this is happening because it's happened before. We have facts on our side. State Department comes out yesterday with a spokesperson who says, oh, we can refreeze the $6 billion and not give it to Iran. Now, wait a second. Just wait for a second. You unfroze money and you don't think Iran gobbled it up. And now you say you can refreeze it, but you don't come out and make an announcement that you have refrozen it? You buying any of this? If you can refreeze it, refreeze it. Then they say, well, we don't have a smoking gun that Iran is behind this. A smoking gun? How about a smoking country called Israel? You don't have a smoking gun that Iran is behind this? Well, you know, we went after Iraq back in the day and they weren't really responsible. Iraq hates us too. This is just insane. The number of people on the left that are out there, and we've seen Black Lives Matter chapters everywhere, BLM Grassroots, BLM Chicago, Black Lives Matter everywhere, supporting Hamas and the Palestinians. We stand with the Palestinians. These are American citizens that stand with the Palestinians. The number of Americans that stand with Palestine is frightening. The number of people demonstrating and now saying publicly that they stand with Palestine is frightening. Then you ask these people, because this one's easy, do you support lopping off the heads of babies? They won't answer the question. If you ask someone like me that supports Israel, do you support complete and total annihilation of Gaza by Israel? I say yes. Wipe it out. We'll rebuild her. Get them out of there. Send them back to Iran or wherever they want to go. Get them the hell out. Do it. The reason I'm different about this than Ukraine and Russia, folks, I tried to make very clear on yesterday's podcast. And that is simply this. This fight will come to us. Russia and Ukraine will not. These terrorists will come here. Trump wiped out ISIS and we had peace for a while. These things keep flaring up and popping up. They get funded and refunded until eventually they have all these munitions and they lop 300 rockets at Israel in 2 hours. Less than that, I think. They will bring this fight to us. The Russians aren't coming here. The Russians are an adversary. We've got problems with Russia. I'm not saying we don't. I am not worried about Russian terrorists in America blowing up buildings. I am worried about Hamas and Palestinians and extremists from the Middle East blowing up our country. And people say, well, that's what they're alarmists. That's what they said after 9/11 is there would be more. No, we were diligent. For quite some time, we were diligent. Guess what we have not been? Even Obama's presidency was somewhat diligent on this front because we heard Biden giving speeches about it. But what have we been doing the last 3 years? We've been ignoring it completely. You cannot take 2.5, 3 years eyes off the ball on terrorism and an open border and expect it to not come to your country. That's why I'm so emphatic about this. I worry and will support anything that keeps these monsters out of our country. That's my main concern, is this United States of America soil. That's where it is for me. But you think there's enough crazy people in the world? Because the Minister of Education in Turkey has tweeted about Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, quote, you will die, unquote. Saying it's inevitable. They're going to shoot you. They're coming for you. They're going to get you. And you will die. This is a NATO partner of ours. Turkey. We got chaos in the Middle East now. We got chaos. And there is only one policy. There is only one policy. And that is support Israel and make sure these people are eradicated and they do not come to our shores. That they do not commit violence on the American people. We must be strong to get that done. The House of Representatives is trying to find a new Speaker of the House, and this is, they're stuck in the mud. It's the Republicans. They're stuck in the mud. This should be the easiest thing ever, but we've got so many different factions within the party and such a slim margin. This is becoming increasingly difficult. It's probably going to be Jim Jordan. It's probably going to take a while, but they'll probably come around. The easiest solution is immediately for everyone in the conference to vote yes on Donald Trump and make him 60 days the Speaker of the House. Let's move on with our business, especially now that we have war in Israel. Trump, as the Speaker of the House, could do daily news conferences on what our policy should be in Israel and Ukraine and all these really important things, not the non-important things that the Democrats always want to talk about? Like Trump could daily create the news cycle and for 60 days, he could push the direction of our country right. He could force that. He could force the Biden administration to respond to all of this, not as a campaigner, as the Speaker of the House. I don't know why we elect these Republicans and they can't get together and do the right thing. Do this for 60 days, then figure out if it's Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan or what you want to do permanently. But we are once again stuck in the mud. It's kind of what we do. Our final today is brought to you by the Finch Knife Company. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. Holidays are coming up. There is no better gift this time of year than a Finch pocket knife. You can order them online at finchknifeco.com. Now featuring the Stinger series. Also, the Hatfield and McCoy are available. And the Flint series came out just a few months ago. It's 7.2 inches long. It's got a 3-inch blade, satin finish, titanium clip. It is gorgeous. FinchKnifeCo.com or visit Shields in Overland Park, the Bullet Hole in Mission, or Teague Tractor in Belton. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife. Ideal Health KC is regenerative medicine. Use your body's tissue to your advantage. If all the shots and all the pills in the world have not taken away your joint pain, your COVID shot issues, or the work that you've been doing, if you have pre-Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or things like that, Dr. Kip Van Camp started doing regenerative medicine when his dad was diagnosed. And it was very experimental. That was 13 years ago. And he's been the leading authority in Kansas City on this ever since. And if you would like to go to his clinic and get a consultation and find out if this could be for you, log on to idealhealthkc.com or call Dr. Van Camp at 913-745-5300. This is stem cells, your body's tissue, blood spinning, patch therapy. It may be exactly what you need. 913-745-5300 for idealhealthkc.com. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control is online at advantagetpc.com. Fall is the time to get sprayed right now for all the spiders and creepy things, creepy crawlers. They're going to be rolling around. So give Advantage a shout. advantagetpc.com. Or 913-768-8989 for Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Our final uh-oh is Taylor Swift, and it's good news. This is good Taylor Swift news. I'm not the biggest Taylor Swift fan, certainly not a Swiftie, don't really care about her and Travis all that much, but everybody's talking about Taylor Swift. And we have now learned from the nice folks at Harvesters, who I spent 20 years working with around Thanksgiving every year with our Turkey Bowl, and our fundraising efforts at Sports Radio 810. I feel like I don't mean us at the radio station. I mean we, the listeners, everyone, did phenomenal things. We once had two flatbed trailers full of canned goods brought to one of our charity football games. It was just tens of thousands of dollars worth of food that we delivered to Harvesters. It was really, really cool. Greatest feeling in the world. Harvesters has done great work in our area forever. Taylor Swift has made a generous donation to Harvesters. And you hear that headline and you immediately think, oh, okay, well, she knows Travis and Travis has supported in the past. In 2020, Travis Kelce donated 12,000 meals to Harvesters. So you immediately think, oh, Travis has told her, hey, there's this Harvesters thing. Well, it seems that Taylor Swift in 20 cities where she's performing this year is making sizable donations to food pantries. Or food shortage places in those communities. So part of the deal is they cannot say how much. They can't give any information about how it happened, but they can confirm, yes, they received a generous donation from Taylor Swift, and Harvesters did. And apparently it was before this Travis Kelce stuff. Apparently it was right after the show. Apparently in many of these cities where she performs, the week after, She's gotten on the ground. She's learned what it is. She finds out from the promoters or people, hey, what's the best food shelter? Who do you recommend? And then within days, a big check arrives. A big check arrives. Harvester says this will feed thousands and thousands of people. Way to go, Taylor Swift. We are all on board with you supporting Harvesters, and we thank you very much. Just don't try to play armchair quarterback with our football team. We've been through that with Brittany. We don't need to go through that with you. Come to the game anytime. We'd love to have you at Arrowhead Thursday night or anytime that fits your schedule so we can see you and Travis whisking off again in your sweet convertible. That's today's episode of KKHI. Thanks for hitting the like or follow button, the subscription button. I'm asking everyone now, I didn't know this was very important. Can you review us or give us a rating? And a lot of you will email me and say, how do I do it? It just depends on your device and how you watch. Every single one is different, but there's a way to rate it. If there's a thumbs up button, hit the thumbs up button. If you see a thumbs up on the podcast, hit it. Apparently, this helps get ranked with other, like if you Google it or if you go to Spotify and they're looking for podcasts, it will move us up the chart. We have enough listeners to move way up the chart. We just haven't done it because I don't ask anybody to do a review. They rate these things off reviews, like number of reviews. They want like hundreds of reviews. So I could really use a lot of people hitting the thumbs up button or the like button, whatever it may be, or give us a review. I'd certainly appreciate it. It should help the podcast in some way, and maybe in some way that helps our community and helps our way of life as conservatives in this great country, the United States of America.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.